This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى And we send our love and our greetings salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم To his pious and his pure family To his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless us to be amongst them آمين آمين الحمد لله الحمد لله We always begin with the praise that we are Muslims الحمد لله Allah سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with Islam And with the blessing of Iman, may we live upon that and die upon that and be resurrected upon that. Ameen. Today, inshallah, is a very unique kind of Jumu'ah. We are part of a series in Dawah. And part of Dawah is you are propagating something. You are like salespeople. You are trying to sell a product. And last week, we spoke a little bit about what is this product that you're selling. And if you can't articulate Islam, what Islam is within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, What does it mean to be a Muslim? Why am I a Muslim? Why does Islam make sense? If your only reason, if someone asks you why you're a Muslim, you say, well, I was born a Muslim and it's convenient, then you need to re-evaluate this religion. So last week we spoke about Islam, what it means, what does Islam mean, and the theology and the fundamental and the purpose of life. And today, part of when you sell the product, you need to understand your customer. You need to understand the people that you're going to encounter. We're going to talk a little bit about comparative religion today. What do the different major religions, and there are so many in the world, what do the major religions believe? And when we can't do an entire lesson on each one, but in simplistic terms, you ask two questions. What is your concept of God in your religion? When you say God, what do you understand? And what is the purpose of your religion? Your religion, obviously, is there to tell you to do something. Now, all religions, and even non-religious groups all tell you to live a good life. Don't steal, don't kill people. That's got nothing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what is the theological purpose. What is the purpose of life and death in your religion? As we said last week, from an Islamic perspective, our concept of God, very simple. The one who made the universe, who controls the universe, who is in charge of the universe. He is separate from the universe. He has no partners. He has no children. He has no parents. He has no beginning and no end. That is our God. And He's aware of everything. And the purpose of life, what is the purpose of life? Each and every individual needs to worship Him. When I say worship, worship actually means have a relationship with Him. Have a relationship one-on-one without any intermediaries. That is the purpose of Islam. And you live your life depending on your relationship. When you die, you return to Him. And if the relationship was good, you enter Jannah. If the relationship was not good, then you are under His decree in terms of whether punishment or forgiveness. That is Islam. Everyone carries his own burden. Everyone is free to choose. And that is Islam. Simple. Makes sense. Now let's talk about some of the other religions in the world. What is it that they propagate or believe? How do we give da'wah to them? And we'll see how much of this lecture we can get through. So we start off with Judaism, which is not a very big religion. Only a tiny fraction of the people of the world subscribe to the Jewish faith. And however, it is of course one of the dominant faiths in the world and has been there for a very long time. Understand that Judaism, and it's important when I speak here, we don't offend anybody. And we don't say about another group except what they say about themselves. We should not ascribe to a group statements which they're not happy with. So this is taken from what they believe and what they say. That, I mean, if you can go to a Jew and say, do you believe this? You should say, yes, I believe that. So within the Jewish faith, it's an ethno-religion, meaning it is associated with a group of people. It is not a universal religion. Judaism is not meant for all of mankind, according to them. It is a special relationship between the Creator and a certain tribe of people that they believe, like we believe, in a one creator who is no partner. So their concept of Allah is very the same to us. In fact, Judaism and Islam's concept of the oneness of Allah is almost the same. And also, they believe, like we believe, that that creator communicates with his creation through prophets. So we're on the same page with the Jews. However, the difference between us and them is, of course, the understanding of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and which prophets they accept and which prophets they've rejected, and the fact that they believe that they were given a special covenant. There's a special agreement between the Jewish people and Allah. Allah and them have a special relationship that is exclusive to all of mankind. And as time went along, this being born a Jew and being born in the tribe, you have the special relationship by default, irrespective of what you believe and do. Yes, there is within their faith groups that even don't believe in Jannah and Jahannam. But for them, the priority is we are an ethnic group, and how you engage religiously is up to you. And so you have different strands of Judaism. You have your Orthodox Jews who are you are very religious. They believe in following all the rituals. They make the, you know, what we would say salah and ibadat. And if you don't do that according to them, then you're a bad Jew. Then you have your Reform Jews who are very liberal. And they said, look, religion and most of the religious laws, even the kosher eating, it's not required or incumbent. They said, well, that's for the olden days. Being a Jew is more of an ethnicity. It's more of being a tribe, being a people. Not really about following a strict code of conduct. It's like a family. Think about it like a family. So within the family, you can have Muslims, Christians, Jews. We are one, but we're still a family. We still get together for a braai. And that's the understanding of what Judaism is according to this, the Reformed Jews. And then you have conservative Jews who are kind of in the middle. That they're not as observant as the Orthodox Jews, but they also keep more of the rituals than the Reformed Jews. And so, in summary, what do Jews believe? Their concept of Allah the Creator is very similar to us. Their concept of prophets are very similar to us. In fact, there are no two religions that are as similar in terms of theology than Islam and Judaism. We're very much aligned in terms of our belief system. And as we said, from a purpose of life, well, it's a very insular, specific to them. Them and the Jewish tribe and the Creator have a special relationship. He gave them laws and he ascribed them a way of life, a Sharia. And if they live by that Sharia, then they are gifted. As for the rest of humanity, different Jews believe different things. But it's without a doubt, the belief is that being a Jew and being born a Jew, you're superior. And that's why you don't find Jews giving dawah. You can't convert to Judaism, really. If you weren't born a Jew, converting to Judaism is very, 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 very difficult. You have to apply. And then many, it goes like the only time you find people really converting to Judaism is if they want to marry somebody, and the rabbis will give you a hard time to become a Jew. So for you, it's already not a non-option. And for them, the laws of halal, haram don't apply to the rest of mankind. This is our laws. What you do and how you live your life is sub. It's less than. You can come and go and not do as you please. You have basic morality. Don't kill one another. But these special rules and ibadah is for us. That special relationship with Allah is just us and Allah. You can't convert into it. And so this is what sets Judaism apart. Now let's move on to Christianity. Of course, a lot to say about Judaism, but we move on to Christianity. Christianity is, of course, the biggest religion nominally in the world. I say nominally because how do you define a religion? How many salah must you make to be a Muslim? How many times do you go to church? But basically, if you could tick a box, then Christianity would be the largest religion in the world. And interestingly, Christianity, as you should know, is an offshoot, is a sect of Judaism that became a religion on its own. It started off as a Jewish sect. And like, as we believe, Nabi Isa was a Nabi that was sent to Bani Israel. We believe that Allah had sent many, many Anbiya to the Jews to bring them back to the worship of Allah, to remind them of the Sharia. Some of the Anbiya, they rejected, some of them they killed, and they of course tried to kill, they rejected and tried to kill Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And so from that, a new split began. And Christianity developed in a very strange way from where it began. And so, as we said, when Nabi Isa alayhi salam came with a new revelation, trying to call the people of Bani Israel back to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back to the Sharia of basically calling them back to Islam. Islam is the fundamental religion of the universe. Calling them back, they rejected him. And a small group, a very tiny group of the Bani Israel followed Nabi Isa. And that small group was persecuted both by the Jews and by the Romans. And so this group went underground. It went into hiding. Now, whenever a group goes underground, it doesn't have madrasas. It doesn't have ulama. It doesn't have books. And centuries, it's not 1, 2, 3 years. These are hundreds of years go by. When that group comes out from underground, their understanding is going to be very strange. The religion that they started off with to what they ended off with is very different. And so, Christianity emerges 300 years basically after Nabi Isa. The persecution was over. The Roman emperor became Christian. And he calls the Christians all over the world, okay guys, you ulama can come out of hiding, tell me about Christianity. And you find complete disagreement amongst them. From the most fundamental things as to who is Allah? What is Jesus? Is Jesus a man? Is he a Nabi? Is he a God? Is he the Son of God? And you had different groups, and so they had to call what we call an ecumenical council, basically an ulama council, to by fatwa, to pass who's God in Christianity. So when the ulama pass a fatwa, they ask, is cryptocurrency halal haram? Can you eat this? Can't you eat that? The fatwa was, is Jesus God, yes or no? By fatwa, they decided who God is. Okay. And so Christianity, what it is now, and as it went through many stages and forms, Christianity today, again, what do Christians believe? Christians, all of them agree on the purpose of life. They believe in the concept of original sin. Now, many of your colleagues, and I pause on this because many of your colleagues themselves don't understand this, but this is what their texts say. That the purpose of life is, Adam and Eve committed a sin when they ate from the tree in Jannah. We're all on the same page, right? They were sent to earth as sinners. Islam, we said that they got forgiven. They made tawbah and Allah forgave them. And Allah said, this is now a lesson that all of mankind will know. You will commit a sin, make tawbah, and you come back to me. Alhamdulillah, fantastic. Christianity, no. When they came to earth, they made tawbah and istighfar, asked for forgiveness, and Allah said, I cannot forgive you. The sin that you have done, you've invented sin. Before you, there was no sin. You created sin, disobedience to Allah. And because of that, your souls are cursed, tainted. And you will go to Jahannam for eternity. And you will never ever get rid of that sin. No matter how much tawbah, istighfar, hajj you do, you will never ever be forgiven. God, Allah cannot forgive you. Then, even worse, your children that are born from you inherit the sin. That's why you find this concept, mankind is born into sin. Maybe you heard this terminology using Christianity. What does it mean, born into sin? Every child that is born, condemned, death sentence to Jahannam. So you say, what's the purpose of life then? I mean, if I'm going to Jahannam, no matter what I do, so khalas, how do I save myself? I said, you need a savior, the vaccine to the cure. A vaccine must be sent, and you must accept that vaccine. And when you do that, then you go to Jannah. What you do, how you live your life, it doesn't matter. So long as you accept the vaccine, you'll go to Jannah. If you don't take that vaccine, you're going to Jahannam. Okay, what is this vaccine? Well, someone must be qurban and sacrificed for that, and that was Jesus. Jesus was sent to be sacrificed, to die on the cross, and with his death, all of mankind was saved, and you must accept it. So, okay, so who is Jesus? No, he's not a man. Now they combine a second concept called the Trinity. Now this becomes even more confusing. If it was, okay, Allah sent a man to die, okay, then we kind of understand this is your religion, this is the concept. But said, no, Allah sent himself down in human form. Christianity, is a monotheistic, according to them, they believe in one creator. Again, we use the word creator. Who created the universe? They say one creator. Okay, they call him the Father. Then who is Jesus? They said that same Father himself came down in human form. We call this incarnation. God, وَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلَ عَلَى سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Allah himself, according to them, comes down in human form, is born through a mother, is circumcised, eats and goes to the toilet. And then as he grows up, he is sacrificed, dies, God dies. And with that death, he goes back to himself and all of mankind is saved. This is Christianity in a nutshell. All Christians kind of believe this concept. And what I say again is, in reality, if we speak to, without meaning any offense here, but this is the religion of Christianity. That the concept of original sin with a savior and Allah, wa'yadu billah, sending himself down as the son of himself to be sacrificed and all of mankind is forgiven. And so the purpose of life in Christianity is you just need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for my sins, and I accept his, I thank you, Jesus, I accept your sacrifice. Now I am saved from sin and I can go to Jannah. That is Christianity. Okay? Christianity, perhaps a little bit more on, in terms of the evolution and the literature of Christianity. It's interesting. As I said, Christianity, its Bible, has the Old and New Testament. The Old Testament is the book of the Jews, which means the Christian believes in the religion of Nabi Musa. He believes in the theology of Nabi Ibrahim. He agrees what the Jews agree. But then they've added a new section called the New Testament. And we ask, this that you are understanding, Allah coming in human form. We have Adam and Eve in the Old Testament. Nabi Musa spoke about Nabi Adam. Nabi Ibrahim spoke about Nabi Adam. The concept of original sin is nowhere. And the concept of Allah wa yadu billah coming in human form is nowhere in the Old Testament. So for 3,000-4,000 years, every alim and rabbi of the Old Testament read the Old Testament and didn't come up with this. You mean the purpose of life and death of Jesus coming down and saving you? None of the Anbiya, not Abraham, not Moses, none of them knew about this? Surely Allah would have said to them, this is the purpose of life. And we ask a simple question. Well, if you need to accept Jesus' sacrifice to go to heaven, what about all the people that died before Jesus? Before Jesus came? What then? And so this is the questions within Christianity. And as we said that Christianity at a time had many, many different strands and groups. Alhamdulillah, you know, we sometimes get frustrated with the ulama. So you, people are divided, you're not united, you can't agree on when is la barang. Alhamdulillah, we can agree how many Allahs there are. We can tell you how many Allahs there are. But imagine you have a fatwa committee that said, look, how many, who is Allah? How many of them is there? And then those who said, those who believed in the oneness of Allah, that Nabi Isa is a very special creation of Allah, they were excommunicated. They were chucked out. And there were many groups like that. And you find within the seerah of the Nabi Sallam, there were Christians at the time with the Nabi Sallam engaged with who believed this, the original Christianity, that Nabi Isa was a special creation of Allah. Some said that he was a man. Some said he was a special man. Some said that he is a link between, he is like an intercessor between man and creation. Almost a partner with Allah, but not Allah. And then of course the Trinity way, him and Allah is one and the same. And these were of the different groups, but ultimately the Trinitarian group won, where Jesus is full God and full human, and his death is your salvation. The Bible, as we said, went through many, many versions. In fact, it took many hundreds of years for Christianity to decide what is the Bible. And in fact, today they still haven't decided. The Catholic Church, Christianity is kind of divided in half. The Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. And those two groups have a different version. When I say version, in the one book, in the one Bible, there are, say, 60 chapters, 60 surahs. In the other one, there are 65 surahs. These are different versions. Two different, there are different things inside there. And they cannot agree as to what is, should be in there and not in there. And I think for Muslims, we take this for granted with Islam. That everything is from Allah, and it has been revealed. Whereas in Christianity, there are things from the scholars, the ulama wrote. There are things which Nabi Isa himself said. There are things that people have no idea where it came from. And it's just been accepted over time. So that is Christianity. And subhanAllah, we are so over time. And so we'll skip Hinduism and Buddhism, inshallah, for next week. And we just jump quickly to the ayah which Allah speaks about, the last ayah, which in the slides. There's a special relationship between Islam, Jews, and Christianity. When we talk about Buddhists and Hindus and Eastern religions, you'd find they're even further away from our concepts of life and death. More complicated, Anbiya, the concept of God, for example, very strange. Multiple gods, multiple, they get married and they kill each other and all that. Very different to Islam's understanding. But the Jews and the Christians, on the one side, we're very close to the Jews in terms of Aqidah. On the other side, we're very close to the Christians in terms of our love for Nabi Isa. And the belief that Nabi Isa is the Messiah. And the belief that he will come back, but he's a Nabi and a slave of Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to Kul ya ahl al-kitab, when you give da'wah to the, Allah's telling you, when you give da'wah to a Jew or a Christian, let's not, Allah says, ta'alo, come, ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Come, Jews, Christians, Muslims, let us unite on one thing. Let's put all our differences aside. Let's look Palestine and Israel, we leave that for now. Kosher, halal, bacon, we leave all that aside. Let us come to one common understanding, something we can all agree on. إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Let us not worship except the Creator. Let us all unite on that. You believe, Christians, in one Creator. Yes, you have some Trinity attached to it, but you believe in one Creator. Jews, you believe in one Creator. Muslims, you believe in one Creator. The same one. Let us worship Him alone. Let's all agree on that. وَلَا نُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And let's not make partners with Him. Let's not make rivals with Him. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا. And let us not establish from ourselves, from our own desires, lords and rivals with Allah. Let's all agree on that. Leave the other stuff aside. Hijab, terrorism, let's put that aside. Let's talk about worshipping the one Creator alone. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. But if you guys don't want to do that, then and you move away, فَكُلُوا أَشْهَأَدُوا بِأَنَّ مُسْلِمِينَ. Then you bear witness. Then you must testify that we are Muslims, that we will only worship the one Creator. That is our religion. And so, inshallah, we spoke about the Ahlul Kitab, and we'll talk next week about the Eastern religions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness on Islam. Let us live and die upon the Kalima. Ameen. Just an announcement that Puta Qasim Ali is still in hospital. We make dua for his shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him speedy recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away all the sickness for all those who are sick. Allahumma rabban nas, mudh bil ba's, ishfi wa anta shafi, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. لا صلى الله عظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفي الناس أجمعين وصلى الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.